Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Good evening to everyone from around the globe. I welcome you back to ACC Global News. And again, we are welcoming all listeners from North America and also South America and also from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Connor, and again, I am very happy and also very grateful to be with all of you here on this very beautiful evening. And tonight we have back with us a very wonderful and inspiring guest. We have with us transformational coach and also inspirational speaker, Piroshka Bata. And she is the founder of Pruska Senza. And as I said in our previous segment, to anyone in the audience that has ever felt that you just don't feel like you're living up to your full potential, or perhaps feel that you want to make changes in your life, but you just can't seem to figure out how or how to really get yourself moving in the right direction. I encourage you to listen in close. Please grab a cup of coffee, find a seat, get nice and comfortable, because our guest today, Piroshka, will be sharing a lot of very valuable information with all of us. It is now Tuesday, the 21st of March, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and I would like to remind all of our listeners, especially from overseas, that our show this evening with Piroshka will be permanently archived on our ACC Global Media Blog Talk Radio site. So please visit us at blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. And also, if you're a big part of social media, many of us are now, it's basically worldwide, you can also visit us on Facebook. Please go to facebook.com/ACC Global Media. And you can also find us on Twitter. Please go to twitter.com/ACC Global Media. And you can actually listen to the show live from any one of those social media networks. And also, please visit us on our website at accglobalmedia.com. Now, our special guest today, Piroshka Bata, and for all of our new listeners that didn't get an opportunity to catch our previous segment, I'll give you some information about her background. It's very impressive. She has a Bachelor's of Science in Nursing from McMaster University. She actually has over 26 years of experience in the nursing field. A Master Practitioner in Neuro-Linguistic Programming. And after she was really intrigued by energy work, she became a Therapeutic Touch Practitioner, also a Reiki Master. Also studied in the Yun Method and Biogenesis Healing Modalities. And lastly, and really most impressive, she is a black belt in karate and also studies taekwondo. And I know what many of our listeners are thinking. Yes, ACC News brings you some of the most incredible and unique people in the world. I want our audience to really realize the amount of knowledge and experience from many different areas that Piroshka brings to us on this very beautiful evening. To our audience today, I am very proud to present to you transformational coach and inspirational speaker, founder of Pruska Senza, Miss Piroshka Bata. How are you doing on this very beautiful evening, Piroshka?
I'm doing excellent, thank you.
And we Oh, I'm doing very well, thank you for asking. We're very happy to have you back with us. Now, Piroshka, everybody listening in is probably very impressed with the amount of experiences you have in so many different areas. But can you please share with them, who exactly is Piroshka Bata?
I think the best way to probably describe myself is I'm the person that you go to when you need help that solves problems. I'm also the listener and the figure out what's going on. But most importantly, I'm in service to others. Whatever it is that I do, all the education, whether it's in nursing, whether it's in business, coaching, speaking, it's all about how do I help people? How do I help the world? How do I leave this place at one point better? And that's probably the best way to describe me. But I'm also energetic. I have a lot of energy. Well, people tell me that. I feel like I need to do more, but that's just my own feeling. But I enjoy doing the things that I do. So when I do something, it's more that, oh, this will help me be better at this. So it's all about how do I do what I do better. And all the certifications that I have is all about simply taking care of myself. So I show my clients how to also take care of themselves, self-care, that I practice what I preach, as well as how do I create an example and make the place better.
Yes. And I know many people in the audience are wondering, well, everybody usually has such an amazing story, and they're probably looking forward to hearing your story. Piroshka, can you please share with our audience your personal journey that has led you to where you are now?
I really had an amazing life. I truly am grateful for the journey that I've been on. It has been very unique because I was born in Eastern Europe in a country that doesn't exist anymore. I speak four languages, and I went to school in four languages. So I went to school in German, in West Germany.
Piroshka?
Yes?
Yes, okay.
Hello?
Now I'm just making sure that you're still with us. You went out for a second. You can continue.
Oh, okay. So that helped me to see the world in a very different way. As well, whatever it is that I've done after that, even here in Canada, everything has been more international. So I've been a Hungarian scout leader. Again, that was an international because all the scouts from all over the world where they emigrate as Hungarians came together in New York State. And so I had scouts from Brazil, but they were Hungarian with a Portuguese accent. And then when I did studied an MBA, and again, it was international executive MBA. So I see the world as a big family and all of us being pretty much the same. We all want the same things. How we get there may be different, but that allows me to see things from different angles and different ways. The nursing piece gave me a lot of appreciation. So, for example, having worked almost 20 years in burns and trauma intensive care units, allowed me to see people at their most vulnerable and also how they transformed and how they changed and how they managed crises. And that helps me with my clients as well. So there has been many different aspects of how to manage and handle things, but it's been part of my life. There were some things that influenced me greatly on my journey. One of them was my father suffered a traumatic brain injury after an explosion, and that really changed our lives. And what I did for a living now became very personal. And that drove me to help others who were going through the same journey, meaning doing fundraising for brain injury programs, as well as helping those who had brain injuries and understanding that it's very different from teaching and talking about it, but I was also going through it. And I was able to help people move through it better because I had also the nursing healthcare knowledge.
And The name Prisca Senza, I mentioned that earlier, that is the name of your practice.
Yes.
What does Prisca Senza mean to you?
So when I decided to also have my own private business, to come up with a name was a bit of a challenge, and I wanted to be different and something that was also personal to me. I found out later on in life that Prisca is actually one of my names that I was given, and it actually means ancient in Latin.
Yeah.
And Senza means teaching, so it became ancient teachings. One of the things that I look at, or I realized after studying energy work, being in nursing, that what is old is also new. So there's a lot of wisdom in ancient wisdom within us, in our teachings that we learn in healing and also through meditation. But there's also a lot of modern technology. So I try to marry that which is ancient and wise with what is modern and more technologically advanced to help people.
Yes, and as I touched on earlier, you help many people out there that are really lost or can't really find their way in life. Who is your client base that you usually work with?
So my client base is mainly young professionals and or mid-career professionals who are going through changes. So some of them maybe need career coaching, or they're unsure if they are where they need to be and where they might want to go, and or they want a complete change. Some are planning for their retirement, so how do they plan for what is to come in their later years? Some are simply have addiction issues but don't want to go necessarily to a physician, but sometimes I do refer them depending on what the situation is. But a lot of the clients that I have are looking for change. They want something different. And they come to me after having seen many different people. So the usual line I get is, well, I've been in this kind of therapy and I've seen this kind of person, that kind of person for the last 10 years. You're my last hope. And I think, oh, boy, okay, here we go. So it's a bit of a challenge, and I have to really think and go through the process. However, it also is interesting that tends to be my clientele. I get challenging cases, and so it makes it very interesting.
And to everybody tuning in, and I know many people, and even in myself at one time, really at times feel lost or looking to make changes in their life and really don't know how to get that started or where to go. No matter how challenging your situation is, well, you've actually brought someone today that is willing to accept that challenge. And if you could quickly explain to them, what are the exact services that you do provide once you initially work with them?
So, first of all, I work as an RN. So I do approach things from a healthcare RN perspective, making sure that if people come to me for change, let's say they're tired and they don't know why they can't focus on something, before I jump on coaching or hypnosis, I first make sure that they're healthy and that they have seen their family doctor, that their eyes have been checked and so on. So I do a bit of an assessment to make sure that everybody is top-notch physically. Don't have any other mental health issues, because I can send them to a physician, for example. So I offer coaching, career coaching, even coaching for setting goals for the future, and even family therapy or family coaching or marital coaching. People may have some challenges, and then they come to me to see what direction to take. I also offer Reiki treatments. You mentioned Biogenesis as well. I use all of them together. And we kind of make a decision together as a client comes in. We do an assessment, and we decide together what would be the best course of action. I also offer Reiki treatment and hypnosis. Now, outside of my coaching, I also do mental health presentations to organizations, and I also do executive coaching and group coaching.
So you have really many different things that you do offer. And to the people out there that may not know if they're within your location or if they're really in another country. How exactly do you hold your sessions? Would you be able to work with these people?
So I have an office, and if I do hypnosis specifically and some of the energy work, I do prefer that I see them face-to-face. However, certain coaching can be done and even counseling and or goal setting. Some of the energy work can be done long distance. So they can get a hold of me on all social media platforms. I'm on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Also
yes.
On Skype. So I can do Skype calling, and then we can do coaching through that as well. And, of course, on the phone. If that is a preferred method, that can also work.
Well, all of those methods are very effective. So, and again, anybody from around the world that needs this help, that is looking to make a change, Pradorshka would be able to help you no matter where you are. Now, I mentioned with your background neuro-linguistic programming. Well, what exactly is NLP?
So NLP, if you break down the words, neuro-linguistic, so neuro meaning neurology, how your brain processes information, how the brain or neurology actually works. Linguistic means the language that we use. So how does the language affect our processing of information? And then programming that it can be changed or how it has been programmed. Because a lot of our early experiences in life is a type of programming, really. It's a set blueprint that we have. And sometimes some of those blueprints were set in a certain way that is not healthy. So with NLP, we can take a look at if someone has a phobia, for example, that can be easily treated, but that comes from an earlier experience. So we can look at how did that happen. NLP does a lot of different things, but it is an excellent way to communicate. It's an excellent way to assess what has happened. It is also the language for hypnosis. So a lot of hypnotherapists learn NLP to become better or to know how to do hypnotic inductions. NLP also is used in education. I personally use it when I teach nursing students or when I do presentations. And it's also an excellent tool to have if someone wants to do public speaking. It really does help the person to be a better and more effective speaker.
It sounds like that can really be used in many different ways to really help benefit people. It's definitely something that I want to learn more about, and I know many people in the audience as well, NLP. So, in your opinion, Pradorshka, and you've really were fortunate enough to experience many different cultures from different places, what are the biggest issues facing people today?
Some of the biggest issues is being a bit lost, I think. There's so much information and information overload. There's tremendous amount of information out there about what to do in life or how one should be or could be. As well, young people are having a challenging time deciding what career to go in. So a lot of times, so much information, and this is part of social media as well, and we just have so much information available to us, that when people come to see me, they come with a lot of information, and they have done a lot of research, but sifting through that and figuring out what is good for them. And a lot of times, they already have the answers inside them. I simply facilitate to get down to what are their values, what are their strengths, what is it that they really want, and doing exercises to help them find that. So I find that seems to be one of the issues that they bring to me. The other thing I'm noticing is tremendous amount of anxiety, social anxiety. There seems to be a rise in that, especially in young people. And a lot of them are medicated. And so, or even with learning disabilities. And learning disabilities, it's becoming not so much that it's common, but we know how to measure now and recognize them. And so kids who have, or kids and adults as well, who have these learning disabilities, it is quite challenging, but I'm not sure if necessarily it's a disability or it's a problem. It's just that they're different. And now helping them cope with that without them being anxious about going to school or knowing how to deal with it. So those are some of the more newer challenges. I think social media has a tremendous influence nowadays.
Yes.
And with the amount of information and the type of information, and also getting good information, meaning it is valuable that it's not just somebody made up. And there's so much information now, I don't want to use the term fake news, but it's kind of so much stuff is out there that they get really lost in it. And so helping them muddle through what is valuable, what is useful, and what is useful for them specifically.
And you're right about that. And it's funny that you do bring up kids in certain situations, but I know us as adults, we get stuck in certain ways, and there's many things that we want to change, but it's so difficult. Why is change so difficult for people?
Well, think of it this way. Change implies that something is going to be different. And if you don't know, or you're unable to, or the person is unable to picture or feel or hear or experience what that new will look like, there is fear associated with that. As long as the fear of the unknown is greater than of where they are, they're going to be stuck in that spot. So it's helping them get to the point where that fear of the unknown is less than where they are. Tony Robbins uses that analogy a lot in his presentations, because I went to one of his Unleash the Power Within. He uses that to a very maximum degree. But it's very common in therapies that the pain of where they are has to be big enough. Say somebody has to change their life, an executive, and they live a very high, stressful, fast-paced life, not eating properly, drinking, and one day they have a heart attack. Now they have to change. They don't have a choice. So for some people, it actually becomes where something happens, an event that forces them to change. For others, they realize maybe a little bit sooner that says, hey, you know what? I need to change. I can't continue like this. Actually, something like that happened to me. I developed a severe gluten allergy, and then I became hypothyroid. So being a martial artist who was very fit, all of a sudden gained 60 pounds. It was devastating. So I had to figure out, how do I change my life to deal with an allergy that really messed up a lot of my systems? And when that happens, that's when massive transformation happens, because you tend to then want to change and also appreciate what there already is. And that's when life changes for people. It's actually a beautiful thing once it happens, but something has to trigger it. There has to be a catalyst.
Yes. And again, a lot of the things that you're saying, they seem to make so much sense. And to many people, it's difficult, but again, to the people out there in the audience, if you have someone that can guide you in the right direction, change is definitely possible. I mean, Manoushka, you have so much valuable information. What do you hope people take away from your work?
There's hope, but more than hope, there's infinite possibilities of what can happen, that there is openness. And once we are aware of all the possibilities and this openness, that you can create your life. You can do whatever you put your mind to. Truly, the only limit that exists is the limit we put on ourselves. And I realize that these are just words for a lot of people. But as I have grown to understand this, and especially using NLP and even NSP, neurosemantics, and all the energy work and meditating and becoming so much aware of what is around me and within myself, that I'm discovering there's so much more to us, but in a busy life, people forget. And so my job is to bring them back to themselves. And there's certainly other techniques such as mindfulness and meditation that also brings them back so that they're aware of where they're at. And when they come see me, there's an increased awareness of the world around them, of the life that's possible, and that they have a choice in where they want to go in life. And it is possible, it is doable.
And again, you know, touching on that point about how people have very busy lives and they tend to forget things and get lost, I think those are just very wonderful points that you bring up. Petrushka, as you explained, you know, there's lots of news out there. People could get overwhelmed with news. But in a way, there's lots of different people out there offering help and, you know, many different coaches and therapists. What, in your opinion, sets you apart from others offering similar services?
I think my life has been quite different, so my personal life experiences have enriched what I do. The other thing is that offering coaching and being a Reiki practitioner, so doing energy work coaching and being an RN, I don't think there's that many people who have those kind of combinations. And one of the things that I still do is I still teach nursing, so I'm still also active in nursing, which makes me stay in touch. But most importantly, I've had family tragedies, so the things that I've personally gone through and my family has gone through has taught me what it is like, so literally understanding what people go through during different types of crises, even being a single mother, so that I understand at a certain level, you know, what is happening and what they're really going through. And that helps me empathize and help them plan from my own experiences. I think also coming from a multicultural background and having lived on two continents and four countries, or three countries. Sorry, I forget how many countries I live in. Also makes you look at life very differently and appreciate that each culture is unique and they do have certain ways of doing things and preferences, and even food. Everything can influence our decisions on what we do, and respecting that what they do does not have to be necessarily how I see it, but it has to resonate with them in their own culture, religion, spiritual belief, in their own life. And I think that's the beautiful thing, that when that happens, magic happens.
Yes. And I can feel the energy and the passion that you have for your work. We have a few minutes left. I would like for you to describe to our audience the personal satisfaction you get from your work and helping other people.
I call them warm fuzzies to my students. What it means is when I see someone light up, that aha moment, or 5 years later, a student comes up to me and says, "Remember when you taught me this, this, this? I still remember it, and I was using it in this situation." Or now when I see my students becoming physicians and they have their master's degrees and they're educators in ER departments and so on, I know that they are creating a better world, and they're part of my journey. And it's not money. It's that sort of knowing that how I presented the world to them and honoring our profession, that they are making a difference. So through me and through them, I reach more and more people so that they live a good and healthy life and a fulfilled life, an optimal life, that they're not just existing, but they're actually living full, functional, and happy lives.
Yes, and that's really what's the most important. We only have one life. So we have a little over a minute left, Paroshka. Can you share with the audience, where can they go to get more information about you or sign up for your programs?
So you can go to my website, www.priskasensa.ca or priskasensa.com. I am also on LinkedIn. I have a group page or a business page on on Facebook, which is Priska Sensa. I am myself on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So you can certainly contact me through there. If you do go to my website, you can there's an email, and you can email me through there or give me a call, and I would return the call. And we can certainly connect and then see where we can go from there. And I'm happy to help people.
And to the audience out there, and I have to stress this, the first step to making that change is to really reach out to someone that can help you get there.
And one more thing, sorry,
yes.
Is that if you do go to my website or to my soon I will be announcing two more projects that are coming up, two more companies that I'm opening. It has to do with education. So that's coming up in the next few weeks.
Okay.
So some announcements coming out.
And to our audience out there, we're definitely going to have our wonderful guest, Peroshka, back with us again in the future. Please go to accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates and times. And again, please visit her website and please take that step to everyone out there that does need help. Peroshka, I am so honored to have you come on to our show and not only share your stories and experiences, but also your practice. Thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
Yes, and to our audience out there, thank you again for joining us. And again, please go to accglobalmedia.com, or you can also visit us on social media for all future show dates and times. And again, I thank everyone, and you all have a wonderful evening, and to you as well, Peroshka.
Take care.
You have a good night. Bye.